beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. It was the dawn of a new year, 2025, when I began my nomadic life for the year. I started early in the morning, and it was a quiet morning, obviously, since everyone was resting at home after the long night of celebrations. I managed to reach the airport quickly and then began my wait for the flight. I was very early, and I decided to sit and observe. What surprised me was the ordinariness of the day. It was the beginning of a new year, and people were busy as usual, struggling to reach the gates on time, making sure they have all their luggage with them, queuing up quietly, waiting for their turn at the counters, waiting impatiently for the delayed flights to reach, sleeping uneasily on uncomfortable chairs, ranting about life in general. People seem to have forgotten that it was a new year and that the celebrations around the new year had hardly come to an end. There was nothing new about the day, about the moment. People were back to their routine lives, having forgotten the frenzy of celebrations, although some of them looked tired, probably due to lack of sleep after welcoming the new year at midnight. I felt no different either. I was bored as usual. The only distraction was the people around me. I observed them and contemplated about their behavior. When I was growing up, before the age of televisions and multiple channels, a new year meant nothing much. People sent out cards, wished each other, maybe celebrated the new year till midnight, and then everyone went back to their daily lives. I was happy because the Christmas holidays stretched to a couple more days. But I was also sad because it meant the long December holidays were coming to an end. On the 1st of January, adults went back to their jobs and lives, and there were no websites or news channels shouting to us about the New Year revelries. There was less awareness of the flow of time. The frenzy was missing, and I believe it spared people of the fear of losing opportunities, missing moments, making memories by freezing them in pictures and reels. Is it this frenzy that makes people so anxious all the time? Is it this recurring reminder on mediated spaces, these hysteric voices that urge you to live your life before it slips away from you? To grab at everything within your reach before it moves away from you? Is it this voice from the markets asking you to consume everything like wildfires spurred by greed and desire that makes people miserable? I'm not sure. But today, as I saw people moving around me on a New Year morning, I thought about the silliness and the absurdity of it, of the desire to enjoy, to consume, to hold on to time as the world shifts and adjusts at its own pace. Do you agree with me? You may not, but it doesn't matter. Maybe you'll think about this possibility and decide to stand by and not to participate. Maybe you're already on that path of a minimal existence, staying away from the frenzy of consumption. Maybe you enjoy the frenzy, the urgency, the excitement. It is all about who you are and how comfortable are you with yourself.